reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "Our great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. We have here today a fairly dramatic episode among the miracles of Jesus. It's not simply a cure, an exorcism, but a revivification, a resuscitation, a bringing of someone back to life. In some ways, the response of the people, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst," is almost an understatement in terms of what he's just done. On the other hand, it perhaps was reminiscent for them of the stories pertinent to Elijah, who had also raised the son of the widowed woman. And so they are struck with his power. But what is most central to the story is what prompted Jesus to perform the miracle. It's not in this particular story that it's mentioned the mother or the son were people of profound faith or disciples or anything of this sort. The city of Nain and southern Galilee, had Jesus even ever been there before? But what prompted Jesus to perform this miracle, and the woman is suffering tremendously because it's the loss of an only son, and in Jewish society, not to have any male person who might be her advocate means she is now quite alone, potentially going to be fairly abandoned. And so Jesus was moved with pity for her. That which motivated Jesus was his compassion. And it makes us ask that question about what is compassion? What is the compassion of Christ? For clearly his compassion does not mean he did not challenge people, that he did not confront them. We know at times he presented challenges strongly to his own disciples, certainly to some of the scribes, the Pharisees. That is something often associated with being a prophet. So to be compassionate does not mean to fudge on the truth, not to tell the truth. What then is the compassion that is being made manifest here in this miracle of Jesus when he was moved to pity for this widowed woman? I would like to suggest that all of Jesus' actions flow from his own understanding of who God is, the God of Israel, the God of the prophet, the God of the Hebrew Scriptures, of our Old Testament. Not only understanding, but his having integrated for himself, his having in some way embodied it within his own life, his own interior journey into the heart of God. In that sense, he knew God, and all his preaching, his healings, his miracles were his acting out of the heart of God, out of how God would have acted. He knew God. And thus he knew that some of the interpretations of the law or the prophets were not in accord with their intention because they did not manifest who God is. At the heart of God, Jesus found the compassion of God. Undoubtedly in his life, he often entered into darkness himself, certainly in the wilderness early on following his baptism. But throughout his life, that struggle remained with him. And he would enter into the abyss, into the darkness, into the world of sin. He knew the people. He knew rejection. But when he entered into that heart of darkness, of fear, what he discovered there is that there was nothing to fear. At the heart of darkness, there was God. And when he entered into the darkness himself, he was able to pray, and he named that darkness Abba, Father. He knew it was nothing to fear. He is a man who had no fear. He teaches us so often not to fear, because at the heart of God, he knew God as mercy, God as compassion. And it's thus that he was able to pray and say, Abba, Father, Ima, Mother, darling, loving, merciful God. And so this story from Luke follows others that we've heard about this emphasis of Jesus on the mercy of God, forgiveness of God. And today we find that Jesus speaking to us from the heart of God was moved with compassion. So likewise, for us, in imitation of Christ, it's not a question of not challenging or not confronting evil, not speaking the truth, and it's not a question of our being powerful or not. It's a question of, is our response to others, the needy, the poor, the desperate, is our response that which flows out of our own experience and integration of what the heart of God is? And so it is from out of the heart of God that Jesus was moved with compassion, and so likewise for ourselves.